it's really fun to push the limits of your comfort zone, because that's how growth happens.
So it's really inspirational to be a rookie that measured up to these other veteran teams.
It blew my mind. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm doing science.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Outside of the Box. And this is another STEM-based edition. I'm really excited because, as you may have seen previously, I've talked about the National STEM Challenge on the show. Now the champions have been chosen, and I have one of those champions here with me today, which is Clarice. And if you just want to introduce yourself, you know, welcome to the show.
Yeah, sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Clarice Coelho. I'm originally from Brazil, but right now I'm studying at the New Mexico Military Institute. It's a boarding school in New Mexico. I'm currently a senior, and the project that I used for my entrance for the National STEM Challenge, it's called Strengthening Defenses, Analyzing the Immunomodulatory Potential of Beta-Glucan in Ordinary Mushrooms.
I think that is an amazing project. I'm very passionate about, you know, food and you know, things that you can do with food. So I think this is a great idea. First of all, before we get into anything else, you know, you were just recently announced as a champion. How do you feel about that accomplishment?
Oh my God. I still remember when my teacher emailed me, and when I first looked at it, I was like, oh, it's probably a message saying, thanks for your participation, we really liked it, it's fine, you can try next year. But as I started reading the message, I was like, oh my God, I actually made it. I just couldn't believe it. I was just like staring at my phone for like at least like 2 minutes. I was just staring at it. I couldn't believe it, because I was just like, my first week, I didn't have any reaction. And then after that, it was just like, I was like so happy for the rest of my day and the rest of like all the week. It was like unbelievable, because like the amount of work that I put on this project and all the research, all the papers, all like everything, all the hours I spent on it, all I'm pretty sure my teacher, she's tired of me knocking at her office door to ask questions, to ask her to reveal something. But I just feel like it's really rewarding. It's like it's something I cannot even explain.
Absolutely. Now, what made you interested in entering the National STEM Challenge in the first place? Like, how did you hear about it? And what made you say, this is something that I really need to get involved in?
So what happened was, I wasn't very familiar with the STEM competitions here in the United States. And then here at my school, we have a STEM club. And then at the beginning of the semester, we started to like brainstorm for the projects we would develop for the rest of the year. And then I came up with an idea, but I feel like no one was very interested in my idea. And then I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it by myself. I'm gonna rehearse it. I'm gonna like research for it and everything. So as I started to develop my project, my teacher started to like tell me about different competitions. And that's when the National STEM Challenge came up. And I did my entrance, and two of my other friends, they also made it. But I was the only one who was chosen as a champion, and I was like really, really, really happy about it. So that's how I've heard about the National STEM Challenge. And what made me apply for it, it was just as I developed my project, I was like, I need to show this to someone else. I cannot just keep this for me. I feel like I had to share my ideas and all my project. So that's what made me apply for the National STEM Challenge.
Well, that's great. Has this idea of, you know, immunology and everything like that, using mushrooms, is that something that you've been thinking about for a while, or was this a fairly new idea that had come to you?
I think it's a mix of both, because everything, like when I started to brainstorm, as I said before, I wanted to do something related with healthcare or something among those lines, but I was just like, I wasn't sure like exactly what I wanted to do. So my first thought, like the first idea that I had was like, okay, I'm gonna analyze the DNA of different people with a certain disease and try to find a pattern about it. But I was like, okay, I don't think that's gonna work. And then I just started to like research other things. And then I came up with like, well, why don't I research something about our immune system? Because that's usually like our first line of defense. If anything happened with us, it's our immune system. So I was like, Well, why don't we just start with the basics? Like, that's our first thing that our body's gonna do for ourselves. So I was like, okay, let's go to that line. And then as I researched, I came up with the substance that I analyzed on my research project. And then I found out that I also wanted to find a way that was like accessible to people. Because usually, if you want to buy like supplements or vitamins, they're usually expensive. So that's what I thought, okay. Why didn't I came up with something more accessible to other people? And since I'm vegetarian, I usually eat a lot of things that are not very common to other people. Like I usually have to like do some like crazy recipes, and especially using mushrooms. That's something I usually before I became vegetarian, I wouldn't eat many mushrooms. But then when I became vegetarian, I was like, oh, I started to like the try new recipes. And one of them that really surprised me was the variety of things that you can do with mushrooms. And I was like, well, I just got the two, like two different things and just combined them. And it worked out because you can find a substance on mushrooms. So I was like, well, that's what I'm gonna be.
I think that's terrific. Now you bring up an interesting point, and I really want to reference back. I had had a talk with Allie Moore, who is a STEM ambassador and the founder of Buggable. She's very big on like using bugs as a protein source, and I think mushrooms are also one of those things that a lot of people are hesitant to eat because they just think that they're not going to be good, or whatever the case may be. But for you, do you think that if more people recognize this as an immune benefit, that they might be more inclined to eat mushrooms or try them or incorporate them into other things that they're eating?
I think like 100%, because this question reminds me like when we're like little kids, we usually don't want to eat vegetables or anything that has like a different color. And our parents, they usually tell us, hey, you need to eat this because it's going to be good for your health and everything. So I feel like a lot of people, they don't try new things because they, oh, I'm not going to like it. They kind of like, they have like a prejudgment before, even before trying it. So I feel like if people actually give it a chance, give it a shot to like try new recipes, try to like eat things like the bugs, like they're very like something you would never think about. But when you look at the benefits of it, like vegetables, like they have a lot of benefits for our own health. And I feel like if people knew more about the positive impact that some substances can have on your body, and not only for your health, even for your pocket, it's less expensive if you spend a little bit of money on like if you change your diet, it can like save you a lot of money because it's easier to use your money in prevention than in treatment. Treatment is way more expensive. So if a little bit by little bit you start to like change your diet, experiment, try new foods that have like substances that can help your immune system or even your health, it's gonna save you a lot of money on the future because you're not gonna have to spend in treatment, and it's very good for your health too.
I totally agree with that. Now, when you did your research with the mushrooms, what did you find? Were there certain mushrooms that you found to have more of a benefit than others, in the course of that?
So the substance that I came with, it's called beta-glucan. It's a non-starch D-glucose monomer, and it's present on the cell walls of the fungi, of like creatures from the fungi domain, in this case, like the mushrooms. And in my project, what I did, I analyzed the amount of beta-glucan in different kinds of mushrooms. So in my research, I tried to like get some like common mushrooms that people usually have access when they go to the supermarket or the grocery store. Nothing very crazy or very like exotic. So I tried lion's mane, shiitake, king oyster, the maitake mushroom, which is very common and very delicious too. The white beach mushroom, crab flavor, and oyster mushroom. Those are the seven mushrooms that I tried. And what I did, I isolated the substance and I waited and I kind of like made a list about the concentration of this substance on the different mushrooms. And based on my research, the lion's mane and the shiitake mushrooms, those are the two mushrooms that they have the highest amount of concentration of the beta-glucan. So in the long term, if you try to incorporate those in your diet, it can help your immune system to like, because the beta-glucan, what it does, it's not gonna like make you become like immune to everything. It's not how it works. So it's basically, this is a substance that can like accelerate the metabolism of the immune cells. So basically, what's going to do is, for example, the macrophages or the T cells, they're going to work faster. So if you have any kind of like a pathogen inside of your body, those cells are going to work faster to like try to eliminate it before it can cause an infection or before it can cause a real disease on you.
Well, that's great. Now that you've done this project, do you have any future plans surrounding the project to like do anything more with it? Like, is there any next steps as far as this is concerned?
So right now I'm just working with the mushrooms itself, but however, not many people are gonna be, as we discussed before, not many people are gonna be willing to incorporate mushrooms in their diet. That's not something they're gonna just wake up one day and be like, okay, I'm gonna start eating mushrooms every day. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to this substance, the beta glucan that I extracted from the mushrooms, I'm trying to like incorporate it in other like another kind of like food that people usually eat during the days. For example, if they can put it on maybe on the sugar, I can like dry it and mix it with sugar because sugar is something people usually eat. So in that case, they would kind of like consume, they would have the benefits of the beta-glucan found in mushrooms, which is a natural resource. That's a movement that has grown like a lot in the past years. They're trying to like come up with like a tra ideas to like healthy resources and natural resources to try to like do anything in your life, like have a better immune system or health in general. So what I'm trying to do is to get the substance and try to incorporate it in other like food that we usually eat, like sugar or maybe bread. And that way they would have the same benefits, but they wouldn't have to eat the mushroom to get those.
Yes, I love mushrooms, so nobody has to beg me to eat them,
Oh.
but maybe for other people they would. It's amazing though. I mean, I'm not sure that it's all for the same reasons as your research has been, but I mean, I've seen people putting mushrooms in coffee and like other things like that. So there's definitely something to it. Now, what do you think you're most looking forward to about participating in the National STEM Festival, that I know is coming up here in April?
So first of all, I'm really happy just to like being selected as a champion. That's like a great honor and I'm really excited about it. But I feel like the whole festival, I feel like I'm really looking forward to talk with the people that are gonna be there, the other champions. Because I feel like it's really good to like exchange ideas with people that are engaged on the same cause as you. So I'm really looking forward to meet new people, to get to know other projects, because that's something that I'm really interested to, like get to know other ideas that they had, other projects. Because one of like developing one of these projects, they take a lot of time. So it's not everyone they're gonna be willing to do it. So I'm really looking forward to talk to them and even with the teachers. And I feel like the whole experience of being around people that have like the same objective as you or the same like interests.
Yeah, for sure. Now for yourself, do you foresee having a future career in STEM? And if so, what do you think you might like to do in that area?
So as a senior, I faced this question many times. I stayed awake until late at night just thinking about, oh my God, what I'm gonna do after high school. So my plans right now, I would love to like get a like to follow a career in the STEM area because even though I really like politics and I really like the humanities part of it, I feel like I would love to find a career that I can mix both of them. But if it's not possible to do that, it's fine. I was thinking about following a biomedical engineering career. I think that's a really, it ties up with my project because I would be developing new technologies for like healthcare and to, like try to help other people. So that's what I'm aiming for. But if it doesn't work, maybe any kind of like engineering on the STEM area.
That's amazing. I think there's so much room to grow in STEM fields. I mean, like I've spoken with Carrie Byron in the past, who is involved with Explore Media and the National STEM Festival, and she talked about the fact that there's all of these jobs that people don't necessarily think of as STEM, but there's so much STEM in like everything that we do. So I think that that's wonderful to continue to do things like that.
Yes.
Now, what would you say to your peers, other, teenagers or young people who might think that they can't come up with something like this or think that they're not able to make a difference. What would you say to them to encourage them to get more involved like this?
I feel like I would say don't make something complicated. Just think, make it simple. Don't overthink anything. For example, think about problems that you face on your daily life. For example, here in my school, like it's a boarding school, so basically when one person gets sick, everyone else is gonna get sick too. So that's a problem that we had here by like leaving everyone together. And that's one of the reasons that I came up with this, like, okay, I need to focus on the basics. If I wanna help people, let's focus for the immune system. That's the first line of defense we have. So I would say to them, if you have an idea, like don't let other people tell you that you cannot do it. Like don't rely on others to do what you want to do. Like if you have a project, and I feel like the first thing you have to do is you have to believe in yourself. And after believing in yourself, just don't let anyone like put you down. Just like even if they say, oh, that's not gonna work, that's not worth it, that's not interested enough, that's not gonna make a difference on anyone's life. Just keep going with it because if you believe in yourself, you can. No one's gonna tell you that you can't do something. So just if you cannot come up with a project, try to like focus on your daily life. Find a problem that you face. It doesn't have to be complicated, and just try to think about a solution about it. If you're like running out of ideas, and don't let other people put you down about any idea that you have. Just keep going with it. I'm pretty sure every single idea, every single new point of view is important, especially in the STEM field. Like I feel like in STEM, the difference that you make is just think outside of the box.
And hey, that's the name of this podcast. So I don't think that could we could wrap up on a better note. Well, congratulations again on being selected as a champion. I mean, I think these things are so important for young people to get involved, because I mean, you truly are the future. So the more that we can do to, make things better and going in that direction, I think that we're gonna get to a better place. So,
For sure.
thank you so much for joining me. It was a pleasure having you on the show. For everybody that's watching, the National STEM Festival is coming up in April. I think it's going to be really exciting, and we got to give all of the love and support to the champions who are going to be attending. So,
Right. Thank you so much for the invitation. I really appreciate it. It's such an honor to be interviewed by you and also to like be selected as a champion. That's such a great honor. And thank you so much for the invitation.
absolutely. And for those who are watching, please keep doing so. Make sure that you like, subscribe, follow, all of that good stuff. We will be having more champions on the show, so you'll get to learn more about some of the other folks that are going to be attending this festival. So just keep watching, and we will see everybody next time on the show.